In celebration of World Breastfeeding Week, St. Peter's Health Partners opened its newest baby cafe Tuesday in Albany. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC.
Here we go. One, two, three. Yay!
The free drop-in center at 301 Washington Avenue is an affiliate of Baby Cafe USA and run by Albany's Baby Institute. Erin Siniscalli, Director of Community Health Programs at St. Peter's, says the cafe was established with state grants to help expecting and new mothers learn more about breastfeeding and in turn combat childhood obesity.
Babies who are breastfed when they're infants, they actually have a lower rate of obesity all the way until adulthood. And one of the theories behind that is that breastfed babies, they eat until they're full. And we don't really know how much they ate, right, because they nurse. But they learn those cues of self-feeding and that when they're hungry, they eat. When they're full, they stop.
Lactation specialists at Albany's Baby Cafe are available Tuesdays from 10 to noon. Specialist Stephanie Avianu says a lot of the job is weighing newborns and helping young moms navigate latching, but it's also about creating a space where mothers can trade advice. Avianu says motherhood can be isolating, and while the internet can provide a sense of community, it also comes with its fair share of myths and misinformation.
You know, we just kind of joke that it's a blur of, like, boobs and wet diapers, but no, we say about 8 to 12 times a day is usually what we'd expect. So approximately every 2 hours, but not putting the baby on a schedule, watching those babies, that baby's feeding cues. You know, baby will often want to nurse multiple times in the course of an hour and then might sleep for a little bit.
Avianu says babies can continue breastfeeding up to age 2. The biggest myth? That mothers are supposed to grin and bear it.
Pain is a sign that something's wrong. So moms will come in and they'll be like, oh, sometimes it's their second baby. And with their first baby, they just say, oh, I just was in pain for 6 weeks and then it finally resolved itself, you know, and sometimes it doesn't.
While the Washington Avenue Cafe is the first in Albany County, it's part of a growing effort in the Capital Region. The CEO Community Center in Troy also hosts a baby cafe, as does the Phyllis Bourne Branch Library and Literacy Center in Schenectady. Avianu says additional sites are in the works in Schenectady and Cohoes, all in an effort to increase accessibility.
We're trying to reach moms that maybe don't have the resources or don't have transportation or reliable transportation so that they can come, you know, to a site that's close to where they live. So in Troy, you know, it's right in downtown and moms can come, you know, taking the bus or even walking. And so same thing here.
The second Schenectady Baby Cafe is expected to open at the Mount Pleasant Branch Library on August 29th. All of this comes on the heels of World Breastfeeding Week, a global initiative campaigning for paid parental leave and breastfeeding-friendly workspaces. For its part, Siniscalli says St. Peter's has used grant funding to establish lactation stations at Schenectady's Proctor's Theater and Colony Center. A mother herself, Siniscalli says she wishes she had a baby cafe when breastfeeding her children.
I had a really hard time learning how to breastfeed, and I remember calling the lactation consultants in the hospital, and they said, you can take the baby and you can drive to the hospital and see me when you're available and I'm available. But to have a place that at my leisure I can come and drop in and get the support, not just from the lactation consultants, but other moms. Plus, we have places for children to play in these centers. Everything's set up to be a really homey, living room type of environment.
Baby Cafe USA was established in 2011 and has 45 drop-in centers across 14 states. The organization says it supports more than 2,000 moms a year. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.